Don't be talking to me for that night. We includes providing gaming, YouTube, merchants. So, if you really recommend to California, what the other things to try out for the real estate? And, then, $90! Like a $90 let him sleep in!
down the garden.
I was there, 9 o'clock, they pulled him out of a little cell. Red with a blonde wig and lips together. And a sign hanging, Bubba. Away from the house, he converted to Islam. Changed his name to Muhammad Khalid Wolfwolf. Don't come by his old name. I go, listen. Yeah, Muhammad Khalid Wolfwolf.
I love him, please. He looks at me like, Bobby, you're the most wonderful guy in the world. You pay, I pay, Bobby. I'll look anything, man.
Like I'm kitchen hot. I come home to a 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm locking the car door around the street. My dog's in the window, front window, a block away. Everybody get up! The most wonderful woman is coming home! I need to buy the door!
Thank you.
Wow, how are you going down there? That's what I think. Everything 90 up there in 91, 92, 92, I get a lot of clipping. I get a lot of investigation. It's down there. I saw ecologically out town. I saw financially out town. I don't need them in that town. Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
The city was exposing part of the kind of communication when they did such a thing. So, working in tandem with that and then doing some other stuff, start fighting issues on the upper levels and trying to protect the boxes at the bottom of that land, which are being destroyed to make way for all that development. I just love it. Now the plan is all the time. I became this, regular opposition to what I thought was a violation of both state and city laws, as well as just the justice of destroying animals. The injustice of destroying animals.
So it really sounds like a lot of things that have from the legislation to what should be implemented.
Yeah, I thought on the legislative basis. And I used it to some degree, like, career, but I kind of was animated to as a wedge, because if people are not interested in what I have to say, and some people are, some people are not, some of the politicians don't want to hear it, I generally practice that with what I do for a living, since now I don't get paid for this.
Right.
I have organizations and heads of organizations, major organizations, that get paid for this.
Yeah.
I don't get paid for this. I think many times before. And I step in there and explain out of front what I did, how long I've been doing voice animation, the shows that I've done that I started. And of course, many of us are young. They grew up with my voice until that, so they become to some degree a person. And now they're willing to listen to what I have to say. And what brought me to think about me on one level was when the city of Los Angeles was being sprayed by mountain lions. I did a really heavy investigation simply to find out lots of animals were found dead by the roadside wildlife. These squirrels, other animals, and certainly cats and dogs, children were getting infected, and I took that on with a QB, and we managed to get that stopped with this great number. Once we exposed what was going on, and the predatory effect was on children as well as animals. So that kind of grabbed me.
Yeah.
I wasn't legislatively investigatively, you can really do something. You can't run by emotions because a lot of people don't care emotions.
Right, and again, as I mentioned before, when there's liability and issues for city bodies or bureaucracy, you know what, we're thinking of getting our attention. When you first have laws, we pay our applicants, but then it lasts. Let's do something like those laws that have to be to get to the system to be able to pass attention. Let's talk a little bit about your American Creative Voiceover Awards, just so people know. And then we have to get them to win. I mean, what's the word?
Well, if anybody has a computer at home, I think go to the www.imdb.com. That's the International Movie Database, imdb.com. I'm Michael Bell, I'm that actor or player. And Michael Bell Webb is about three Michael Bells. Michael Bell Webb is me and the same one, Mr. Krebs. And they go back right into the 70s. I'm in Dallas for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Well, it's just, yeah, they made it right about.
Obviously, Sonic, G.I. Joe, Transformers. I just did a ton of fun Scooby-Doo, Joe Plastic Man, Super Friends. I had something like 300 or 400 animated shows behind me, directed. Which was a really hot show for a period of time, and Peter Pan for Fox, and then been working on a lot of interactive games, a ton of interactive games. The Alter Echo, Ninja Gaiden, Fatal Frame 2, there's a slew of these suckers, and just finishing up some of this week, and also guest starred on the original pilot of Star Trek. When I said the original, I'm talking about the one with the new group. At that point, they were the new group, I should say, when Patrick Stewart took over.
Yeah.
It was the first of the series, and it was the pilot that ran for
either have contact with the person, get a lot of all of the stuff that comes with insight and good story and magic and so forth.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, when I make a big move,
I didn't even know that, but I never even heard of my meeting for a friend. Friend called me out.
I just went to tell a couple of years ago. I said, you know, you're on the internet. I said, I really have no idea what you're talking about. You tell me, I said, well, you know, that's impossible because I don't really push that. I didn't tap anything up to me. What about me?
Well,
they said, well, people do that already. Well, I went on the internet. I found, heck, I don't even remember.
I'm not surprised.
So basically, I guess you could kind of say, as the Tony Quimby said, right, that you've really given voice in all kinds of ways. And so with that in mind, let's really dive into this Cambodian wildlife festival. Really, how did the idea begin? And how did you get involved and start? About less than about 6 months ago, actually, I had traveled over to the United States a couple of years ago. I had met an attorney out in the valley of Castle, the Reverend Tom Pearson. And he did sensation. He took out a case, pro bono, for proof of respect, was filing against me, an animal abuser. The city refused to go after this woman. Nobody was going after this woman, and she was just a monster. So we all decided to file against her on a violation of her civil rights. And he took the case because he's an animal person. He was not very friendly. Mm-hmm. And he's a very powerful guy, it's a major company. I was kind of surprised he did a pro bono, but I thought I'd approach him anyway.
Yeah.
And but in the course of that, we became friends. And he I realized he really knew that it just wasn't a cause for him, a one-time cause. He called me about 6 months ago from Cambodia. He said, so, yeah, I said, what? He said, Cambodia? I said, well, if you called him from Cambodia, he said, I need to bring some business. And an entrepreneur I'm working with said to me, what are you interested in talking about? And I said, you're looking for what? And I said, this is really great. It's a monkey's in the temple. And he said, well, I would love to get something which allows wildlife to run this free in terms of a sanctuary. And he said, what are you thinking of? He said, well, I'm just thinking of about 10, 20 times an acre. He said, we can do more than that. He said, we can get that property of more humans in Cambodia. He said, well, yeah, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I thought he sat and talked and called me up and he said, I got a million acres.
I mean, that is
and if you offer, you know, here's a million acres, here, you can turn this into both a tourist attraction. So, of course, as you know, those things are here.
Yeah.
Just kind of set up a wildlife sanctuary is a big, big concept. But if indeed you can bring business to Cambodia, bring business to the Cambodian people, and start developing that particular area and creating a bit of a cottage industry, you teach the youngsters how to be veterinarians and you teach them about business and they set up a hotel and they do all the things that are but touch the needs you get on the street on the most of the church you have and you've got the many acres. And that's what we plan to do. And so he's galvanized me. We started with underway with kind of a wildlife exotic pets. And I saw that a couple of times David and I don't know if you know about it.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, we've talked about bugs many times on this show. It's generally the best medicine for every single cell, especially rescue. That's what it's got to do. You have to get the medicine from the rescue and the medicine from the city. That person can leave the rescue. In fact, when I went to RC Bowden, it was 23 million acres. I was still in the water right now. I was being from the stage of diamonds. And so now when I'm wearing the tank, I'm saying to you, you're just even knowing that there.
Yeah, I said, you know everybody in the industry. Put me in touch with people. So who was the first person I called? I called back. I said, yeah, I talked to David. This may be a dream. And she called me back. She said, if this is real, if he's not checking me, this is God in my dream. So we all met with a representative from Cambodia at David's office. All the people that were involved in the process, in this whole process. And nailed it down. And cash has jumped aboard, full time. And in the midst of 50 times, he's had about, got off the price that she took.
Right, absolutely. And player in here. And it's got to work the end of it, right?
Yeah, you want to be online.
Okay. But anyway, the capacitor being affected, it's to what it caused is making it transforming and handling that and enabling three things with the Lord of California, the new of the Lord, phone people, because obviously when you drop the phone, you're calling for a
number. That was his buddy.
Yeah.
Mr. Buck here. How are you going to raise that? What,
okay. You know, we're moving ahead. We're just moving ahead.
But not letting it stop us from sitting in the room. So we've got a single task. I've contacted a couple of legitimate attorneys that are very friendly with me, also very into the general federal worker. I've asked them to make whatever connections they can with managers of top visible stars that have shown an interest in ecology, environment, wildlife, et cetera, one of which is Angelina Jolie.
I was just going to say, haven't you already donated and obsessed with special stuff?
And we contacted a manager, and he said, well, look, she's already donated several million dollars with Jackie Chan, I think, and seven other people for wildlife in Cambodia and some people came up. And he said, I'm really not even thrilled with that, so I don't know if I was going to have him get involved with this. But you see, what's so great about this is we're all working together. That's just money donated. They don't know where that money's going, did you?
Sure.
Hold on, I'll set my phone right up for a
minute. Hey, you're on live on TV. Can I have something to make a bill?
You have a question for Michael?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Michael, I appreciate so much all the access and hard work. I just wanted to know, maybe I must have already made up my mind, but do you have a date when the phase one will be ready for people to visit?
I wish I could get anywhere. I wish I could get anywhere. I really do. Right now, we just got an approval committee for the land, approval to get our heavy equipment in without having to pay any duty, which is really important, and start establishing this. We're moving ahead with small amounts of money at this point. We need a million up front, we need four total. And until we get that million up front, I think we'll kind of make up on a dime. But we need a million up front
to break ground, like you mean?
To really lock in.
Yeah.
Stop really getting the breaking ground.
Okay.
And of course, we have an entrepreneur in Cambodia who's working with us. And his big interest, of course, is, and he's getting people on set up there, is to get this hotel set up.
Yeah.
Which will open up the whole place of Europe. Literally, you're going to be a garden of hotel where you'll be looking around on elephants and condos and what all, and what you're doing. And it's going to be extraordinary.
Wow. So that's obviously that, once that's done, that would be the first and biggest example of how bad the power is
set up right now. Because, you know, we're doing defense in here. I know this sounds crazy. This is going to be a green project because all of us involved are green. We all feel like it's going to bring something that's going to be,
detrimental
to the environment. So we're going to have solar cars taking around bicycles. There'll be sand pans taking through the waterways, which is Cambodian. Everybody about taking to the waterway so you can see the habitat from there. And the whole setup is set that way so that even the hotel is going to be set up with a solar type panel. Everything's going to be that way, as well as the fencing. We're going to have solar fencing all around a million acres plus patrols. We're going to be hiring people to protect the animals so it'll be worth it to them, not to poach, not to kill. Much more money to save.
Well, it sounds like they're going to have to do it's
going to
be on an
international level. Right now, we're working locally because we're in the showbiz area, as you say. We're located again in, I say, Hollywood, euphemism, Hollywood. So we're trying to do an outreach to those people. When the people are doing some outreach to whether they're great interest in big cats, there's a producer, and I can't believe his name, of a major film about to be released. And his wife and he have lots and lots of small cats, but I know they have a big cat, and they've got lots of money into this kind of cat that we just presented them in our brochure and our business plan. Because it's going to be a write-off anyway, because we obviously have a 501c3.
Yeah.
At the same time, that will help promote it. As an observation area gets set up, and as we have this whole vet clinic set up, and everything's happening, we're going to have animals there. So people will be able to come and see them. That will also promote the
Yeah, I have that. I wondered about that, and also figured that it looked funny, and also that you should talk about it, by the way, but I did want to do
Just think you recognize this. Thank you.